Kyle Brandt needs to get a. He needs to calm down. I've really had enough of him. I think he's my new Chris Sims.
What is he? What did he do this time?
See, we get it, dude. You like the Buffalo Bills?
Oh my God! Again, with the
you're
Bills?
Doing another Bills prediction. Enough of it. We get it, dude. And like everything is just like he's trying to be. First of all, he's got he's got the squarest head I've ever seen in my life.
Very square. It does look very. Like
he looks Pop-Tart. Like a Lego. He looks like a
He's
Lego.
Shaped like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
He's shaped like a Pop-Tart.
And it's just like, Bills.
Like, he was wearing a Josh Allen jersey yesterday. Now he's wearing like a full Bills tracksuit or something?
I don't know what he's doing. But
is Leroy?
The thing is, like, this is exactly why I need Udonis Haslam on ESPN. It's just so much with the New York.
How are we going to see it?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
That's true.
I can't believe it says, thanks for your patience. Yeah. You have the audacity to put that on your television? Thanks for your patience?
Call DirecTV, right?
Oh, no, he's got a Detroit jersey on.
I think he picked Detroit to win the Super Bowl. But yesterday he picked Josh. He did the same bit yesterday, picking Josh Allen to win MVP.
So this is his NFC pick?
I guess. I don't know. But
I'm
sick of him already.
Punchable face.
Just to say that Mike McDaniel's not cool. Like, you're not cool, dude. Well, you think you're cool?
Yeah.
You get to be the judge on cool?
You got a silent D in your name. Stupid.
What?
How do you say his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ooh. He does. Kyle Brandt.
Yeah, right.
Brandt. Yeah.
Brandt. That's not even a silent letter. Got him. It's quivering.
Jay Gatto says... Kyle Brandt is the newest member of Those Who Shall Not Be Named.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Look what we did to Chris Sims. I haven't seen
him. So maybe I should add to the Hour 2 a song, Chris Sims Should Go to Hell. And Kyle Brandt, we get it. You like the freaking Bills.
Kyle Brandt, enough with the Bills.
I mean, it's enough, dude. And then Jet Up. Oh, my God.
How does the Northeast have so much control over media?
Like, what?
And they're not. Isn't Good Morning Football, aren't they? Didn't they used to be in Arizona?
Good Morning Football.
The NFL Network.
It used to be, this show used to be in New York, but they moved it all to their headquarters in LA.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though.
But wasn't their headquarters in, originally the NFL was in Arizona.
I didn't know that. I'm not going to say no, but I've always known them to be an LA company. The only other place that I think is, Turner's in Atlanta. I know that.
Yeah, I know that.
But Arizona would be random. I've never heard of, like, you know where we're going to base this, boys? Arizona.
The Improv, based out of Arizona.
Is it really?
Yeah, strange. Right?
That is strange.
Yeah.
That is strange. Let's get the headlines.
Oh, brought to you by something different.
Brought to you by Dorel Hyundai.
Oh!
Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Mm.
You're going to use your toy truck? I mean, we don't have a punchline, but we can come up with one.
Yeah, I know.
I used to drive one, a Palisade.
I used to drive a Palisade. That's what we'll say.
6 or 7 years.
By the way, someone points out, Silent D? Sounds like someone needs a Blue Chew. Pretty good.
You did drive that car.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw him in that?
Like, I've seen that car.
Yeah.
I've seen him in that car.
Hyundai.
That's a snazzy car.
I had one for a long time.
Palisade?
Pella Larson.
Wait, no, I didn't see this. Did I see this? I don't know. He's had so many spaceships. I can't.
Well, you're used to probably the chameleon car that he has that changes colors.
Oh,
That car's cool.
It is cool.
That car is cool. But yeah, you had a Palisade before that, right?
Yeah. Warm cheeks.
For like the last
Yeah, that
years.
Was not nice, dude, by the way.
What?
The last time that we drove down, we were driving to the heat
We're driving to the heat thing, and I looked over at Tobin, who was looking mighty comfortable, and I put on hot cheeks. And then he goes, hey man, do you have a seat heater?
Dude, what?
The thing was though, did you put it on the way down?
Yeah, I just like
if it was on the way down, I didn't notice it because it was so hot.
Right.
But on the way back, it was torrential downpour, and I'm just like thinking to myself, like Bugs Bunny, like, why are my cheeks burning?
Why am I on fire right now?
All right, headlines. Let's get to them. You got Thursday Night Football tonight, season opener, Chiefs Ravens, Arrowhead Stadium.
Chili peppers?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What? What now?
I don't know. We got to figure something out to bet.
We'll find out.
Same day, same game parlay.
Oh, you know it, baby.
8:20 is your kickoff.
I'm going to help y'all make some realistic wagers.
You can hear that tonight on 560 WQAM.
Nice.
So you guys can listen on to that. Miami Dolphins continuing to get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey was the big notice on the practice report yesterday. He did not practice. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. But
We're good.
What do you mean?
Good.
Oh, you think Jalen Ramsey's going to play?
It doesn't matter, I'm saying.
Oh, no matter.
This early.
Oh, okay. Cam Wolf says, Dolphins defense coordinator Anthony Weaver, who spoke to the media this morning, said he's, quote, hopeful Jalen Ramsey will play against the Jaguars. Quote, I'm hopeful. I say prayers every night and talk to God.
Oh.
We have to be smart and cognitive. We do have 2 games in 5 days.
Which, which is the most important
thing. Look at that.
God talks back. He goes, I bet you wish the NFL wasn't so greedy. Too many primetime games, week two.
Write that down.
Thursday. Yeah, what is that energy that Mike McDaniel was talking about? We need some of that for authenticity. The Dolphins need to be fueled by authenticity coming up on the 2 games in 5 days.
The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write that down.
Thank you.
What?
What is he talking?
Then why every time he talks, I want to fall asleep?
Odell Beckham, he posted himself working out. He has an adorable handshake with Tua.
Nah.
Also, Swifties are mad at Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce?
Yes.
Why? What happened?
He told his daughters they can't get cats because cats are poisonous.
Whoa!
Okay. Listen, I am a firm believer that cats are the sneakiest creatures on earth.
So I can't argue with it. The cats are sneaky.
And people that own cats.
I have a cat, Senor Gato. He is sneaky because, like, he just lives in the garage, basically. My garage isn't like a typical, like, it has carpeting and whatnot, but. He lives there in the garage studio, basically, in the laundry room. That's kind of where he hangs out. He doesn't like to associate with Sunny Bunny. She chases him.
Yeah.
And so...
Does she really try... Do they, like... She's like a Tom and Jerry situation?
She just stares at him, and he's like... He's old. You know, he's a 14-year-old cat.
Oh, right. I like that.
He's like, I don't have time for you.
He would like the lizards outside, right? Does he ever go in...
Not anymore. Too old.
Just
lives his life, but... Yeah, yesterday I'm like, you know, I couldn't sleep last night. I was up till like midnight. I'm just sitting at the kitchen table. This cat just sneaks up on me.
Yeah, see?
Okay. What are you doing on this side of the house?
Okay.
Sneaky.
That's like Snickers brought me a rat at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
That wasn't cool.
There's two kinds of cat owners. There's the ones that are obsessive and very weird, and then the ones that, like, the cat's around here somewhere.
So anyway, the Swifties are mad because Tay-Tay has multiple cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I don't know what to tell you. It'll be an issue when it's an issue, but for right now, they're poisonous and he's not getting a cat.
How old are the kids?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they're like
young enough to believe that.
Yeah. Sure. Right.
And they can't be around other kids because you tell
and
another
Swifties
kid
went that. After him?
Yeah.
But that wow! So you know what's gonna happen if his brother marries Tay-Tay, she gonna send over like 30 cats because she can.
So he's got a 17-month-old, a 3.5, and a 4.5.
Oh!
Somebody tweets to him since Jason Kelce is on Swifty Twitter. Here's a reason his girl need cats. His girls need cats. Cat purrs help heal bones and promote good bone density. # not poisonous. And he replies to this lady. Whose at is @elderly_Swifty.
Yeah.
He says, this is the biggest load of cat pseudoscience I've ever heard. You can't tell me you actually believe this.
Cat helps bone density? That's what she said, right?
The purr.
Purr. Cat purr. Well, okay, hold on.
You know the only purr I care about.
All right, cat. Cat purr during both inhalation and exhalation with a consistent pattern and frequency between 25 and 150 hertz have shown that sound frequencies in this range can improve bone density and promote healing.
Get out of here.
That's according to the scientificamerican.com.
Yeah, somebody else tweeted him. Like, this person goes, many experts theorize the frequency of cat purrs might have a built-in physical therapy. And he says, I don't care what some crackpot doctor on WebMD says. It is ridiculous to assume a purring cat is going to increase bone strength in any measurable significant amount. Running, lifting weights, and eating a well-balanced diet, these are the things that improve bone strength. Sitting on your ass while a cat purrs is not doing a damn thing for your bones, Jenna.
Whoa!
You know what? They deserve $100 million.
For sad.
Hey, he's coming back with some good ones, right? Oh, my goodness.
Wow. All right. Well.
Wow.
Just think.
Auntie Tay-Tay, she's going to have to figure out what to do with her poisonous cats.
Guys, I want you to know that if you read the TMZ article that came out, this was on page 3.
Oh, was it?
This is on page 3. Start a beef with the Swifties on something that seems insignificant because, according to page 9, Travis is going to have to choose between his brother and his woman, and that's going to further bring us to page 13 when the breakup happens.
Stunt Steve says, you're supposed to tell your kids that you're allergic. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. There's allergy medicine. So your kids can be like, can't you just take allergy medicine, no. Daddy? If you tell your kid, hey, it's poisonous, hurt us all, what do you do?
My parents said that if we got a dog and it got a tick and it bit my father, he would die.
Wow.
Death. So please, no dogs in the house, please. Yeah. Now I get it, though. Now I get it. I think it's a red flag if you're like, I hate dogs or I hate animals. But I can understand someone who's like, nah, I'd rather not. And that's where I am. What do you do when you want to go to vacation with Sunny Bunny? What do you do?
Two things.
Yeah.
We have her stay at my in-laws because they have two dogs that she loves. She loves to play with.
Great.
If they can't, then she's got to go to the doggy hotel in Lake Worth.
For sure.
But I don't love sending her there. She's gotten sick a couple times there.
Look at that. So
dirty.
You got to make arrangements for this animal now just to enjoy my life.
Yep.
Crazy. Can't do it.
You know what? Stranger though, she was the only person to like that $200 trailer that my wife.
Who?
Sunny Bunny.
Oh, because of the woods.
Yeah, she was in the woods.
Yeah,
I was so happy.
This is good.
She's like, this is the best.
She booked it.
I was trying to explain to my son yesterday. She goes, he was like, do dogs understand English? And I was like, nah, buddy. Like, maybe they know some sounds, but like, you literally could insult a dog as long as you sound like this. You can say anything. You're so stupid. And cats are better than dogs. And my dog, I was doing this right to her face. She goes,
I love it.
I'm so happy. You're the best, daddy. You're the best. I'm like, you are not smart. Yeah. You are not smart. And I love cats more than you. Okay. But as long as you sound like that, the dogs don't know.
They do speak Spanish, though.
Why are you looking at me like that? Is that nice?
Dude. That's some old bro science.
No. He's right about that. Although I did find out when I went to Nicaragua to visit my fiance at the time, they do speak Spanish, though. Yeah. They don't speak English, but they speak Spanish.
JFig doesn't like that we said that dogs don't speak English. Like, she definitely thinks Scooby speaks English.
I don't think Scooby speaks English, and I don't think he likes those sweaters he wears. If I'm being honest.
I know. Like, come on.
Yeah, the Argyle.
Like, he was born with fur. You think he wants additional fur? Right?
Like, I just love the way polyester.
You put homemade fur around. Well, I got one worse. Big Spoon said, these dogs shed so much. Look at all this hair. She shaved them.
Okay.
They all walking around the house looking violated. Oreo looks like he's homeless, right? Like, they look just so bad. Like, that's not an even cut. It's not like a dog cut. It's just like they cut him like when the dogs were here. Come back. Like, you're just like
a bunch of guinea pigs in your house.
Like,
man.
No, they like so.
Big Spoon's about that action. She's she doesn't want it done. Shave your dog.
Right. It's crazy. Oh my goodness.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody.
Who's this, Marcos?
Want to guess or?
I thought it was.
I think it's Pearl Jam.
He said right. Pearl Jam. I said Dave Matthews.
Oh no, you would have known if it was Dave. Yeah, that's exactly that whiny voice.
He is indeed correct. It's Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I know Eddie better when I hear him.
Yeah,
I know Eddie better when I hear him. He's
Pearl Jam. Zazzlo seen him like 700 times.
Yeah,
he did love Pearl Jam. I think the only thing he loved more than the Miami Heat was Pearl Jam.
True. What about wrestling? Where does that?
I would probably, if I had to guess Zazzlo's love rankings, yeah. I would guess it would go Pearl Jam, his family, Heat, wrestling.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
That's.
Didn't he also really like U2?
Hello. I like early U2. Late U2 and the U2 they stuffed on my iPhone can kick rocks.
Yeah. U2 is not entertaining. But no, I don't think he was a big U2 fan, JFig.
Ah.
To my knowledge.
Saw him and Amber together on a show again, the ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Bless him.
Oh, did you see the Stephen A comments about his old partner?
Skip?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
He said he reached out to Skip about how he treated
Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm. And he
Skip didn't reply?
Yeah. So he said.
Interesting.
Come on.
But what did he want? Like he just wanted to bury the hatchet or something?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see. Here's the thing. There's two kind of people in the world, right? There's people that do things to say that's just, you know, it makes for good radio or TV or whatever. But then when they go too far, act as if though they have every right to do it and don't apologize. That's it. Like, for years, Skip Bayless has hosed down whoever he wanted, right or wrong, justified.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or not, said whatever he wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Everybody yucked it up and whatever.
He said they reached out to him recently about this.
That's what the comments say.
That's what he said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think it's...
He's probably not at a good place personally because he just lost his show, you know?
He should have lost his show!
I agree with you. I mean, listen, the show and his shtick has definitely run out of steam. Like, everybody's moved on.
But the thing is that, like, at some point you have to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. Like, so people, we may buy it for a little while, and it's exciting. You know what it is? That type of radio is like how we felt about Jordan. Like, at the end of Jordan, when Jordan won the second three-peat, we were all rooting for Utah. Stop acting like you weren't. Now, all of a sudden, Jordan's the greatest. But how many people were rooting for Utah? Right? Tom Brady. At the end of Tom Brady. Enough for Tom Brady.
You know, they mentioned on SportsCenter today, by the way, which is a good point. You think Pat Riley's sneakily rooting for the Chiefs?
Why?
Because he's got 3P copyrighted.
Oh.
It's that Munyon.
Oh.
Dang.
But didn't it expire?
I don't think so.
It expires after 15 years.
I don't think so, dude.
Yeah, it does.
15 years for a copyright? That doesn't sound very
long. Yeah. Is it copyright or? Yeah.
I don't think so, dude.
Okay.
I think
watch. Hold on.
We can look it up during the break.
Keep going.
We'll take a break. We'll find out if Pat Riley still gets that Munyon for three-peat. Take a break. Back after this.
I don't think so, dude, based off what I'm seeing.
Way to tease it, radio professional. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560. WQAM. Let's get to 15 minutes of game day uncensored.
Let's try to do this.
Which is brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. Leroy got very mad at me because we're having some technical issues back at the studio today. There's some
internet chicanery that's going on. So bear with this video audience. Everybody else will hear us just fine.
Let's see, Wi-Fi bums.
What?
Got to plug straight in like me.
We aren't on Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And you're the slowest out of all of us.
True.
We'll use this for now.
Hey, Leroy.
What?
My close that window.
One second.
We got to figure some other things out, JFig. Like just making sure we're functioning. And then we'll get the lighting right.
Yeah.
Like y'all didn't want to listen.
Do you see what's going on here?
And also, we can barely hear you because of the internet. So I don't know.
Yeah. And should we really trust you? Doesn't your internet go out daily?
That is fair.
Has not happened since I switched to Xfinity. Okay, boys.
Yeah, well,
as you sound like a robot.
We hear her as a robot.
It's your fault.
Scooby!
Oh, man. Clean camera!
That's not helping.
Nope.
You're lashing out and it's not helping on anything.
You guys are lashing. This is why I stayed home today, because...
All right.
Here we go.
What was it this time? A feeling?
Go ask Glenn. Sure.
First it's a feeling, then it's technical issues.
Ask Glenn, another guy who stayed home. Why,
James? You stayed home?
It's a crazy thing. It is really weird, though, JP. We genuinely can't hear you, so maybe the connection's a little weird right now. But anyway... It turns out Pat Riley does have still three-peat, yeah. And he's cashed in on it multiple times. So, yes, he would cash in on the Chiefs. He claimed back in 2005, I was reading this article, because the opportunity, he almost had it. Of course, the last time that he's had an opportunity was with the Heat in 2014. But he says that he donates much of the money that he makes from three-peat.
He says donates it, dude.
That's what, just what I just said.
Yeah, that's what he says. He does, but we know what he really does. It all goes to his boat parties that he throws with Dwayne Wade dressed as a genie.
That was a Mickey Harrison party. That was a Pat Riley party. That was Mickey Harrison's boat where
that was
happened.
Funded with his three-peat money.
Anyway, 50 Minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. We talked a little bit about this earlier in the show, but Tua... is the Marcos won't shut up about his mobility.
He's mobile,
really,
dude.
Really obsessed with it. Like he is all about the
20 yards a game, dude. It's not asking for a lot.
Kind of though. Right. You know, he's not. That's not what he does. And this was Tua talking about his slim new build and how that's going to help his mobility. This is what Tua had to say about that.
Yeah, I would say it's not anywhere near where I was in Alabama, and I say that with humbleness, because I wasn't as fast still in Alabama, but I was able to move a lot quicker when I was there. But I think after the hip injury, it kind of did take a toll still on my mobility. But I think I'm a lot better than I was last year and the year prior. So feel a lot better.
Good. I'm glad that he feels
it's called
that.
Developing your body, developing you, getting into your pro body.
Right, but he also doesn't feel like he did in college either when it comes to running.
Well, because maybe you look, your body is pretty good about working around things. Hey, you tell your body, hey, I want to do this. I say, okay, we're going to do it, but this is how we got to do it. You know, that's why some people walk
Jackson,
with a limp.
That's what
and
Mark
stuff.
Jackson said,
huh?
That's like Mark Jackson. What are you going to tell your body? Not now. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Not now, buddy.
We don't need stay hydrated, champ, all the time.
Not now, buddy.
All the time?
Got to get H2O when you're in Miami.
That's some H2O. That's some quality H2O.
That's a ridiculous claim by Floyd Mayweather.
Like, really?
Oh, brilliant.
Like, that guy. Like, can you go home and say, like, what did you do today, hun? I was champ's hydration.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Voltron, the whole squad that he's got going on there. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what you want to bet. Leroy, though, was into. He wants to know. I kind of got him to poke his head up, Marcos, because they had a cut.
Well, no, because they were doing it on TV.
They were doing it on TV, and he wants to know, who's going to score the first touchdown of the NFL season?
Oh.
And I was like, glad you asked.
It's spicy. Oh.
Got some chili peppers on it, baby. Because you could just go to the Hard Rock Sportsbook app, Leroy, if you wanted to, and you could look at the odds for tonight. And the favorite to score the first touchdown of the NFL season tonight, Derrick Henry.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Damn. Derrick Henry plus 550 to score the first touchdown of the season. The favorite on Kansas City is Isaiah Pacheco. Then,
yeah,
after both those guys, Mr. Tay-Tay himself, Travis Kelce, plus 600, followed by Rashee Rice at plus 800, and then the rookie, Xavier Worthy, at plus 1,000.
Speedster.
Then on the Ravens side, Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson are both plus 1,000 with Zay Flowers at plus 1,100.
Yeah.
Anybody, you think it's going to be Derrick Henry? What do you think, Leroy?
I'm looking.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'd say Derrick Henry, but...
Be careful, though. It's spicy. Why is it spicy?
Derrick Henry, plus 550. I kind of like Mark Andrews.
Really?
Plus 1,000 is tight
like
end. That's
play
his
action in the
favorite target.
Yeah,
of Lamar Jackson.
It it's 3rd and 2 from the 3-yard line. They do a little play action because, of course, Derrick Henry's going to get the ball. Then you're like, oh my God, Lamar Jackson's going to run it. He's on the outside. Little pop pass to Andrews. It's a good call. Good call. And you said that's 1,000, right?
Yep.
Hold on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Some value.
Am I on the same app?
The Hard Rock app?
He's paying for parking in Minnesota.
So you got to go to player props when you go to the game.
There's just go search?
Hit player props and then go touchdown scorers.
Wait.
Do you want me to help you technologically or are you going to yell at me like you're
good? Is this okay. The same app? Yeah.
Is this the same app? It's one app.
Player props.
Oh. Look at that. Same game part.
Now Leroy's got it. Oh! Now we're in business.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes, plus 1,500 for old Kermit the Frog voice.
That's only if he runs it, not...
Yeah, that's if he scores it. He is getting in the end zone, yeah.
All right.
Any shot? We got a QB sneak from Pat Mahomes. Huh? Not for the first play, right?
These guys on here, I don't even know who they what position they play.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Mark Andrews is the tight end. Lamar Jackson, quarterback.
No, I'm looking at like Travis Jones, Michael Pierce, Justin Matabuke.
Oh, he's their defensive. Like when they have those crazy odds, they're defensive players.
Ah. Okay.
I believe he's going by Namdi now, by the way.
What?
Yeah,
no, Justin. Because that's the middle name.
Huh?
It's usually Namdi, he's going, Justin.
He's going to it by his first name now.
Ah.
Is okay.
Like he's changing from Justin to Namdi.
The reverse Gabe.
Exactly, dude.
Nice.
Like Namdi Asamoah or...
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Or what about Jennifer's Juju? Favorite.
Juju. I was looking at Juju. There's value on that one.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
But he's 40.
Yeah. He's not 40.
First touchdown, though.
Dude, he's old.
He's not old. Dude.
Okay.
He was very young.
How old is Juju?
All right. I mean, how old do you think he is to call him old?
30-ish.
What?
30 plus.
No way, dude. You're way off on that.
Juju is 27 years old.
Okay. I wouldn't say way off, but...
Wait, he's been in the league for a while.
He has been in the league for a while.
He's been in the league since, what, 2016?
Yeah, I think so. 8 years?
That's 8 years and he's 27.
Thing is, he got in really young because I remember, you know, the TikTok thing. Everybody was like,
He was. He was like the OG TikTok athlete.
Dancing on the field and stuff.
Mike Tomlin was not a fan.
This is like...
Mecole Hardman?
Mecole.
Is it Mecole? He's been in... Yeah, he's...
Mecole.
He's like on and off the Chiefs all the time.
Yeah. Enough to score the
first touchdown?
No. He scored the final touchdown, actually, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's probably the
only reason
he's
3,000 for him.
No way he's going to get that, though. No way.
What about anytime? Anytime, 6-1.
Anytime, it's 650.
Nah, yeah. I don't think so. I like Xavier Worthy getting an anytime touchdown. I don't like him scoring first, so I think scoring first, let's keep it easy.
Do you know, like, here's what's going to happen. If Patrick Mahomes throws a bombski to Xavier Worthy to open the season... We're all just, let's just pack up.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because, like, that's how they're going to start.
Oh, because the new guy.
Just, like, that's how they're going to start. Like, throw to the fastest guy.
He is fast.
If they open up and they throw a bombski to Xavier Worthy, I think we should all just say, you know what? We'll talk to you next year, football.
Yeah.
Like, you, I could kill the Bills for giving them that. Why would you trade and let them trade up?
Stupid.
Dude. Stupid, dude.
Of course it's the Bills.
Of course. Losers.
Losers. They don't even know what they're doing. They're just like, ah, you know, whatever. Here, biggest rival, have the fastest guy in the draft.
Schmeezen says, Juju's been in the league so long, Antonio Brown was still a Steeler.
Oh, I saw that, and I was like, that's true. That was teams.
Wow,
there,
Cincinnati is 8.5-point favorites. Now, let me ask you.
Who they playing?
How'd you get here?
Hmm?
Who are they playing? They playing
New England.
Oh.
That's selfish.
Let me ask you this. This is for real right here. Like, we're making a lot of assumptions with certain guys in the league, and I'm just wondering, can we? And I've been on the Aaron Rodgers thing. Not because Aaron Rodgers is not great, not because he's not good, but can we just make that assumption that a 40-year-old quarterback after missing a year, this happened to Tom Brady was in his 30s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen when he was 40-plus. That he's just going to come right back and pick up where he left off at 40.
No, I don't think it's...
The other thing is while they talk about Tua being injury-prone, mm-hmm. What the hell are they saying about Burrow?
No, Burrow, you know what they do.
He's hurt every year. Mm-hmm. So, why are we just assuming that they are going to be in contention?
Because he's the only guy in the league active to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay, but how many years ago was that? Three?
I understand, but that's why. He gets the benefit of the doubt. It carries weight.
Is that a valid reason?
It's
2 years ago, dude.
I get you. But they haven't lost like a ton of weapons. Like they still have all of their guys. Who do they lose? Boyd? They still got Higgins.
They lost Boyd.
Yes, they still got Higgins. Chase is kind of like.
I mean, he does have Gesicki. You know, good luck.
Jamar Chase hasn't signed yet.
No, he's still dealing with that contract.
So, like, again, one of the things that I look at with these teams that lost a quarterback is the supporting cast. And I would say this. Cleveland made it into the playoffs in a tougher division, right? With five different starting quarterbacks during the course of the year, which means your supporting cast has to be pretty good. So if I say, hey, they got Deshaun Watson, I think they're going to be able to just have one quarterback all year. Yeah, I think they could compete because their supporting cast, if Deshaun Watson isn't great, they can still win. Can we say that about
Cincinnati?
The Jets or Cincinnati? Because they've proven without their quarterback, no. You can talk about the Jets' defense. You can talk about so many things. But guess what? Without the quarterback and without a good quarterback, they weren't that.
Just for the record, Jamar Chase did practice yesterday. So it appears.
Full practice?
Limited. But he looks like he's going to play.
Okay. Yeah. He'll still be giving up like, what, a million a year?
They're playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not an idiot.
Yeah. So my question is, how can we come to the conclusion that these teams are going to, because, and that's the thing that I'm fighting back against. These assumptions that people are making.
You would agree, though, the Patriots suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, this
but,
game.
But I'm just saying, for this game, yeah. But I'm just saying, why do we do that? Why do we just make this assumption.
Joe Burrow's had a lot of injuries.
Right.
He's still dealing with it, and he's coming back.
It's a wrist.
That's not great.
Right. And we're just going to say, this is Joe Burrow from, all right. Or the same thing with the Jets. Like, guess what? If you had been 9-8 and didn't make the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I could say your defense kept you in all these games, and you just found a way to get it done. Right? But they didn't do that. They fell apart.
Won seven games with the worst quarterback ever.
Okay.
Got a good running back.
They made it to the playoffs with a quarterback that was 13 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
The Browns.
Which is average quarterbacking.
Yeah, but if you asked me legitimately, and I think I asked you this, like if you had to trust Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers,
I trust Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, just because. Like,
it's also just like that.
Aaron Rodgers played football. Think about this. Aaron Rodgers has played good football more recently than Deshaun Watson.
And even though Aaron Rodgers is a wackadoodle, Deshaun Watson just feels like his head is just, I don't know, dude.
It's hard to get a good grasp of where we are with that.
Yeah.
You know? But so that's my whole thing, is that I'm not saying these teams can't do it, But if I'm saying, yeah, they're going to do it, I would be making a ton of assumptions.
Yeah. Go to break there, Richmond Webfeet.
Damn, I got to admit, you've been on today.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.